I would love to speak. I would love to. Nobody wants to speak more than me. In fact, against my lawyers, because most lawyers, they never speak on anything. I would love to speak.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. Welcome to day 565.
We've done nothing wrong. There was no collusion with the Russians. There was nothing. There was no obstruction, you know? Very funny.
Rudy Giuliani says he plans to largely rebuff Mueller's latest offer for an in-person interview with Trump, which included questions about obstruction of justice. We have a real reluctance about allowing any questions about obstruction of justice, Giuliani said. Instead of simply rejecting Mueller's request out of hand, Giuliani says he expects to continue negotiating with Mueller since, quote, the president still hasn't made a decision and we're not going to make the final decision just yet, end quote. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors in New York are investigating Michael Cohen for tax fraud, as well as whether income from his taxi medallion business was underreported in federal tax returns. Cohen's bank loans are also being scrutinized by prosecutors, who are also investigating whether Cohen made misrepresentations or false statements on loan applications. NBC News says the Trump administration wants to make it harder for legal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. Trump's latest proposal would prevent legal immigrants from obtaining citizenship or green cards if they've ever used social programs like the Affordable Care Act, children's health insurance, or food stamps. The proposal is the brainchild of Stephen Miller and would not require congressional approval. If enacted, it would represent the largest change to the U.S. legal immigration system in decades and would affect more than 20 million immigrants. And finally, CNN says Brett Kavanaugh argued that it's a traditional exercise of power by presidents to ignore the laws they view as unconstitutional. Quote, if the president has a constitutional objection to a statutory mandate or prohibition, the president may decline to follow the law unless and until a final court order dictates otherwise. Kavanaugh wrote that in an August 13, 2013 opinion. Trump's Supreme Court nominee made the 2013 assertion while defending George W. Bush's use of signing statements to ignore laws passed by Congress. Kavanaugh served as White House staff secretary and had a role in coordinating Bush's statements, which accompanied legislation that he signed into law. And in the polls, the Daily Beast says 43% of Republicans think Trump should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. 36%, however, disagreed with the statement. 48% said they believe the news media is the enemy of the American people, and 79% said they believe the mainstream media treats President Trump unfairly. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Jared Kushner used to delete critical stories about his friends and real estate peers while he was in charge of the New York Observer. 2. Voters will cast ballots in 5 states today: Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Washington, and Ohio. 3. Wilbur Ross has been accused of stealing as much as $120 million from former business partners. 4. The EPA will now allow manufacturers to use asbestos to create new products. And 5. The Mendocino Complex fire is now the largest wildfire in California history, stretching across more than 283,000 acres. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.